The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, right now, on 105.9 FM WMAL.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Indeed, we're live, even though that it's kind of drizzly and wet and kind of nasty outside today. Having said that, it's nice and warm where I'm sitting, and it's a great thing, and I hope you're going to bundle up and you're going to still go for that walk today. Make sure that you do. It's important. You got to get that exercise, right? You got to get outside and, you know, make sure that you're not wearing your mask, please, 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 and get some fresh air. But we're going to talk about a different approach to all this nonsense that's out there today. And I'm going to let you know that, you know, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine that we've been talking about, you know, that is actually based on the regular influenza type of vaccine for COVID, it just got approved. So be aware. And we're going to just talk a little bit about why the Moderna vaccine and the Pfizer vaccine are not vaccines, and also the problems that are coming about because of that. So let's begin to put that in perspective. But I want you to know that, you know, when you give me a little time on my hands, and which I've had now for approximately 6 to 7 weeks, I do a lot of reading, a lot of research, and far deeper than I usually get into, and I do a lot of that anyway. And I met last week with a bunch of integrative natural healthcare doctors and taught fourth in a series of a program. There was about 34, 35 docs, and we were discussing different pieces of it. And it's interesting how suddenly it comes up, but we were talking about why these two vaccines that are out there right now are not really vaccines. And by the way, if you've had the Moderna or the Pfizer vaccine, you had one or two shots, ask yourself a question. Why is it that even though you've had this vaccine, right, that you still have to keep your face mask on? Ask why you're still being told that you have to socially distance. Well, if it works, then you should be protected. If it's a real vaccine by definition, well, you're going to find out in today's program that that ain't the case, my friends. And you really need to understand what's being done and how this thing is being positioned and manipulated. So two things that we're going to talk about. And we're going to talk about one, obviously, how to protect yourself. That'll be later on in the program. But this isn't all that it's stepped up to be. And I want you to know what the truth is. So, you know, when we talk about the COVID-19 vaccines as vaccines, rather than gene therapies, these, you know, here's what I just said, rather than gene therapies, the U.S. government is actually violating its own code. And it's 15 U.S. Code Section 41, and that regulates deceptive practices in medical claims. So if you get a doctor that's out there and he makes a claim for something, she makes a claim for something that isn't so, they can lose their license. They can be sued. It can cost them thousands and thousands of dollars, and actually they, you know, they're out of business. They're done, right? So remember that piece. The mRNA injections are gene therapies, and they don't fulfill one criteria or a definition of what a vaccine really is. It doesn't meet the standard, period, end of story. COVID-19 vaccines do not impart immunity. That's why you still have to wear the damn mask. That's why you have to keep it on all the time. You still have to socially distance. That's why they're freaking people out, because it's not a vaccine. They're only designed to lessen the infection symptoms if you happen to get sick. Isn't that something? They want you to go out. They want to ruin your life. They want you to socially distance with something that has a survival rate of over, you know, 99%. And so the question is, if you're smart people, which you all are, why? What's the deal here? It's, you know, it's only designed to dumb down the symptoms in certain situations. The majority of people who test positive for this COVID problem have no symptoms at all. They don't have an issue. It's like if we tested you for a cold, if we tested you for flus, if we tested you for other viruses, most of you would test positive for about 125 plus different viral exposures. So if that's the case, why aren't we going crazy about these other things as well, which if they're activated in your body for whatever reason, or if you have a problem, you know, that is not susceptible, you may get really, really sick if these guys start, you know, stepping up. But calling an experimental gene therapy a vaccine, they're circumventing liability. So you can't sue them. So you become the guinea pig. You're the laboratory rat. So here's the deal. Did you know that the mRNA COVID-19 vaccines, you know, don't meet this definition and they're not vaccines? That's the question number one that you have to ask yourself. They don't prevent you from getting an infection, nor, get this one, nor do they prevent the spread of it. That's why you still have to stay masked. But at the end of the day, how problematic is this? If you go back, there was an interview with Judy Mikovits, the PhD that really put herself into the target. And a guy by the name of Joe Mercola interviewed her, and it was kind of an interesting interview. And, you know, while the Moderna and Pfizer mRNA shots are labeled vaccines, you know, news agencies and public health leaders are calling them that. You know, every time you turn on the talking heads, that's what they're saying. The actual patents for Pfizer and Moderna injections are not vaccines. They're patented as gene therapy. Again, you become the rat. You become, you know, the long-term study. And we don't know what's going to happen 2 years from now. We don't know what's going to happen down the road. But according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, a vaccine is a product that stimulates the person's immune responses to specific disease entity, right? And it's supposedly to protect you from that. Well, we know historically that the regular flu vaccine has a really lousy ability to protect you, something in the neighborhood of about, I think, year in and year out, about 38-39%, some years down to nothing. Some years, it depends if they can match the viron, which is the identity pattern for the virus itself. So, in fact, remember that the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines don't prevent anything. They just supposedly lessen the symptoms. So unlike real vaccines, which use something called an antigen, you know, to try to stimulate your body's immunological response, the COVID-19 injection contains a synthetic RNA fragment that's encapsulated in a carrier compound. And its sole purpose is to lessen the clinical symptoms that's associated with this. You know, everybody's talked about this spike protein, right? Well, that spike protein is not a virus. And they don't impart any kind of immunity, or they don't stop any transmissibility. But again, ask yourself the question, is this virus all of that, or there are other things that you're being deceived in addition to this craziness? So let's talk about this sidestepping, you know, that they're doing around this 15 U.S. Code Section 41. And it's of the Federal Trade Commission, the FTC. And it's a law that governs advertising of medical practices. Okay. We're all susceptible to it. You know, the Results Center for Healing and everybody else is. If this law can be used to shut down people of goodwill who are trying to help others, there's a gentleman that's a direct quote from, is, you know, his name is David Martin. He's a PhD. He goes on to say that it's certainly, should be equally applied across the board into any sort of deceptive practices in, which is being done supposedly in the name of public health. Well, let's get a little deeper to that because I really want you to understand this. A product or service can prevent, treat or cure human disease unless you possess competent and reliable scientific evidence, including, when appropriate, well-controlled human clinical studies substantiating that the claims are true at the time that they were made. So do your homework, my friends. this is not the case. This is very, very different. So he goes on and talks and about different types of finger pointing and the Supreme Court rulings and so forth. And I want you to look it up. I want you to go find his articles and see what he said, how he positioned it, and draw your own conclusions. Because at the end of the day, the reason I'm bringing this to your attention is simply I want to stir your attention to the place where you go online and you really dig deep, not just the talking heads, not these crazy people that are telling you got to do this, not the Faucis of the world and so forth and so on. This disease, this COVID-19, first of all, is highly preventable by natural therapeutics. You know, if you've been smart enough to take your vitamin D and keep it nice and high, your zinc levels, your vitamin C, you're watching the way you eat. If you're diabetic, you're much more susceptible to this and every other viral pattern that's out there. If you're on immunological suppressive drugs, you're going to be susceptible to other things as well. So if that's the case, why aren't they telling us that? Because it doesn't meet the agenda, and that's the problem. And as we go on the program, I want your comments and I want you to call me at 888-630-9625. And we're going to talk about it a little bit. And by the way, you can send me your comments as well. Go to rosellcare.com or simply rtr@rosellcare.com. That's rtr@rosellcare.com. And I'll respond. I'll talk to you. I'll give you some direction. I'll tell you what really is going on. You know, Dr. Martin, would say to people, you know, raise your hands, if you will, if you want to receive a prophylactic chemotherapeutic gene, and that the gene therapy that you're having is very like chemotherapeutics for cancer, which don't have a great impact. And how many of you would actually raise your hand and say, hey, I'm in, let's do it, let's go do it, let's get it done? It's not rational, and we've become irrational in our thought processes because we've been manipulated, we've been deluded across the board. There's some definitions that are really interesting, and if you go state by state, so for example, let's go to Iowa, okay? The Iowa code says a vaccine means a specially prepared antigen administered to a person for the purpose of providing immunity, and that's what you have to remember. Again, COVID-19 vaccines make no claim whatsoever across the board, none, of providing any sort of immunity. Washington State, you know, our liberal friends up in the northwest of the country, quote, vaccine means a preparation of killed or attenuated living microorganisms or a fraction thereof. Moderna and Pfizer are using synthetic RNA. And by the way, this is a permanent attachment, as I've said many times. It attaches to the RNA, and the RNA then directs your DNA what to do. But it's permanent, and that's the thing that you have to remember. That's why they're telling people who are childbearing years, do not have unprotected sex. Well, we don't know if it's going to go away within 3 months, 4 months, or whatever it is, but nevertheless, we got problems, and we're ignoring them because we're being dutifully manipulated into believing that this is the only way. This is a global reset, my friends, and you can go on, look up global reset, see all the articles that have been written on it. It's straight up. It's important that you understand that there's problems here, and not to ignore them is detriment to your own survival and your own health. You know, we're coming up to a break pretty quickly, and I'm going to get into some details with you that are irrefutable. I'm not giving you opinion right now. I'm giving you absolute on the spot. This is what it's all about, and you need to do your homework. You need to be very, very careful in accepting opinions that are not based on fact. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rosell Live. I'll be right back after some important messages. Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rosell Live. Indeed, I am, even though that it's wet outside. I'm nice and warm. Hope you are as well. But you know what? Don't let it bother you. Get outside and get some exercise, some movement in that body of yours, and, you know, increase that immunological response. Exercise helps. And please don't wear your mask when you go outside. You don't need to. This thing's not going to jump out of the trees and slam dunk you. Doesn't work that way. We're talking about the differences right now in the COVID-19 supposed vaccines and why that Pfizer and Moderna are breaking the law. And they're breaking the Federal Trade Commission definition of what a vaccine is. I read you a couple of statements in the first part of the program. So here's the deal, just to recap a little bit, understand that, you know, if you get the Moderna vaccine and if you get the Pfizer vaccine, you are not protected from getting this COVID-19. It only is designed to lessen the symptoms. That's it. You know, prevention of a severe COVID-19 disease and prevention of an infection is really, you know, what a vaccine is all about, not preventing the severity of the presentation. That simply means that there's no evidence that meets the requirement of the U.S. federal code, so you're being diluted. But having said that, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine has just been approved. So if you're forced into it, you know, go ahead and, you know, make sure you do your homework. Make sure you understand that there are side effects, all kinds of things. So why are they calling them vaccines? You know, it doesn't meet a single definition of a vaccine. And according to, you know, our dear benevolent Dr. Anthony Fauci, there's a lot of lying that is being put in front of you. The claims that these gene therapies, and that's what they are, in fact, are gene therapies, are in fact not vaccines, should raise suspicion across the board. They are gene therapy, chemotherapy, period. That's what they are. Nothing less, nothing more. You're being lied to. Our government is violating its own law. They've shut down practitioners around the country from, you know, time and time again for violating what they call deceptive practices, saying that there's something that works that is in this situation, and it turns out that maybe it's not, it's a little spurious. They're doing exactly that. They're manipulating the code to make you think that this thing is the end all be all. It's going to protect you, protect everybody else. Not happening, my friends. That's not the deal. You cannot diagnose something that cannot diagnose a thing. So there's a misrepresentation. Interesting wording, right? It's a deceptive practice under the Federal Trade Commission Act, and they're liable for these deceptive practices. But, you know, who is going to put it out in the plate? Who's going to say, hey, you know, you got to stop this? No one, because it's deep pockets that are behind this craziness. The middleman in Operation Warp Speed is North Carolina defense contractor called ATI. It controls the rollout of the vaccine. But ATI also has another type of contract with the Department of Defense, namely managing propaganda and combating misinformation. And that's a direct quote, my friends. So understand something. If you sit and believe everything that you hear without doing diligence, you're going to be manipulated and you become the guinea pig. You are the lab rat. So it's a pretty straightforward situation. As far as I'm concerned, we're being lied to. Our government is violating its own law, period, end of story, across the board. So they've thrown the book, you know, code 50 or section 15, code 41, on more people than we can count. They've shut down practitioners for being off the grayscale just a little bit. It's time that we step up as a group, as humanity, and make our voices heard, because this is just the beginning if we let this thing go down. You have to make sure that you contact your governors, your state representatives, and say, hey, listen, where are you getting your data from? Who's advising you and who's advising them? This is something called, if by many sources, a plandemic. It was planned, period, end of story. You need to do your homework. I'm going to get into another piece of it when we come back in the second half of the program. I'd love to have your comments at 888-630-9625. And we'll talk a little bit more in detail about the things that you can do to protect yourself. But the CDC has broken the law. Anybody who is promoting this is breaking the law. Understand that there is an agenda, and there's huge dangers behind this mRNA gene therapy. We're coming up to a break. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. I have a whole lot more for you. Buckle up. I'll be right back.
Dr. Tom Rozell Live continues now on 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozell. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozell Live. Indeed, I am. Give me a call today, 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you. Got anything on your mind relative to this crazy COVID thing, how you can protect yourself, any other kind of healthcare problem? That's why we do the program, to give you the truth. You know, I wrote a book a few years ago. It's called Ageless Health. Health is a Do-It-Yourself Program. It's still available, by the way. And in the process of actually rewriting it and making it larger. So this is what happens when I have time on my hands. And actually going to publish another one on the impact of your emotional state on your immune system. That'll be an interesting process. So, see, I get all kinds of things done when I have a few moments on my time to devote to you. I want to talk a little bit about this global lockdown and these health passports that are going to come about as a result of it. You know, the UK, the United Kingdom, Great Britain, has given sizable grants to a number of private companies developing vaccine passports and digital certificates that show what your vaccine status, right? So here's the deal. It's called control. It's really a matter of time before you're asked to prove your vaccination status in order to carry on any kind of normal daily activity. It's a blatant move towards ever increasing control and surveillance by state. You are living in a communist world, my friends. Think about it. When in the good old United States did we ever come about to a place where we want to say, show me your papers, please. And if you don't have your papers, you're going to be locked up. It's incredible. It's absolutely amazing to me that that's what the situation. I published something on Facebook the other day. Many of you may have seen it. And I said, you know, as a first generation Sicilian American, as a ex-US Marine, and a healthcare practitioner practicing natural medicine for 44 years, I'm alarmed at what's going on. And I just pray that our Creator doesn't forsake us, because we're in trouble right now. You know, this goes deep to my soul. And it's important that we understand really what's going on so you can make your own choices and not finger point at people who think differently than you do and make other decisions. I mean, it's truly a situation where you need to make the data available to everybody, but the true data and all the data. You know, we're at a time where universities are still locking kids down. They're not letting them back in. They're going so far as to ban even outdoor exercise. I mean, give me a break, really? This thing is not going to get you if you're out there playing catch with somebody or throwing frisbees around and so forth. You have to come in pretty close face-to-face contact, and your immune system has to be compromised to begin with. So many countries have suggested that the COVID-19 vaccine will not be mandated. Well, by that is giving special privileges, though, to those who have been vaccinated. They'll be able to travel, they'll be able to attend social events, or even go into the workplace. You may be permanently at home working from a computer if you refuse the vaccine. But remember what I said, this vaccine has huge numbers of side effects. They're already out there. They're just not being reported because it doesn't meet the agenda. You know, we're tired, right? We're really, really tired. We want to get back to normal. Vaccine passports are like intriguing to people. Oh my God, if I get my vaccine and I can show it on my smartphone, or I have something else that shows I've been vaccinated, even to the point that they're talking about chipping you, you know, then perhaps, you know, once again, you can get on an airplane and you can travel freely and you can go to a concert and you can go to your favorite restaurant and so forth and so on. But is that the case? Or are you still going to have to mask? Are you still going to have to socially distance? Except being required to present your papers, okay? Is your life actually free at all anymore? It's a discrimination. Understand that. It's a blatant discrimination. And it's a huge move towards technocratic, in my opinion, fascism. One that's setting the stage for increased surveillance and erosion of everything that we do, our entire ability to be private. And a lot of people, our friends and so forth, say, well, your privacy is impairing on my health. Well, really? Is it? This is crazy. Vaccines are at a place where they are not going to prevent much of anything, but the control mechanism in developing these passports will cause you more problems than you ever thought was possible. And the problem is that, you know, us old guys like me, you know, who are in that age group, pretty soon, you know, another decade or two or three, you know, we'll be gone. And the youth of this country haven't been programmed well enough, if you will, to understand what freedom really is. So the US or the UK government, here's what's going on. I want you to understand that because there's side effects in this country. The UK government has given sizable grants to a number of private industries and companies in developing these vaccine passports, these technologies that are going to make your life very interesting. They just gave $86,000 to a company called Log Effect, you know, which is slated to launch a vaccine passport this next month, tomorrow, March 21. And they gave $104,000 to a company called iProve, interesting name, right? And Mavine, which are developing digital certificates that show vaccine status. Craziness across the board. So they're talking about your phone probably in the most effective. If you have a question or a comment on this, call me at 888-630-9625. I'd love to hear what you have to say. Maybe I'm wrong, right? But around the world, vaccine passports are rapidly being rolled out and being made absolute mandatory, including Denmark. You know, it just issued its vaccine passport certificates this month that we're in right now, 2021. Sweden, Italy, Cyprus, Malta, Spain, you know, also have expressed their interest into reviving tourism in their countries by issuing these passports. People are hurting across the world. People are being locked down. Livelihoods are being destroyed. Financial considerations and resources are being dissipated. Here's what's going to happen for, you know, to be able to go across a border. Every nation is going to have to publish their health screening criteria for entry into their country. And they're going to have a standard format in a very specific framework. Each country is going to have to register trusted facilities that conduct COVID-19 lab testing for foreign travel and administer vaccines listed in something called the Common Pass Registry. Isn't that interesting, right? Each country will accept health screening status from foreign visitors through their apps, through your cell phone, through a passport, through something that you have to have. And it has to meet very specific criteria. Identification is being collected. Your identification, your information is going to be collected at the time of collection and or when you get the vaccine as an international standard. And it's going to be logged into a common framework that anybody can go in and get a hold of. This is worldwide. This is not just here in the good old US of A. This Common Pass framework is being integrated into flight and also into hotel reservations. You're going to have it to check in. This is where it's coming. Don't delude yourself. Don't kid yourself. This is what's there. You know, the mortality of COVID-19 is hardly supportive of a deadly pandemic. It's just not. It's been made out to be. And fear-mongering remains absolutely full effect. Turn on your news and you're going to say, you know, I haven't watched the news, I don't think, in a week, except for economic news because I like to trade the market a little bit. But it's not there. So fear is omnipresent. We're beginning to accept the ever-approaching loss of our privacy. I don't know about you, but this thing has got me really cranked up. you know, they did a survey, and 70% of the respondents to the survey said they would accept these apps, these passports that they would choose to download. And 65% also said they would accept an app even if it was mandated by the government. So not even if it was voluntary. It's craziness. We have been so manipulated, so deluded at this point. I don't know where it's headed. I don't know where it's headed. But I can tell you this, life as you've known it, particularly if you're a baby boomer, is never going to be the same for you. Mark my words, even if you disagree with me, write them down and tell me if I'm wrong a year from now, 2 years from now. You know, kids aren't going to be able to go to school. It's going to be more online learning. No, we'll educate you, but you can't come to campus. Universities are going to shut down because they're not going to have the dollars to be able to stay open because kids aren't going to be in school, at least this generation. There's a lot of smart people out there. Right now at UC Berkeley, they can't even leave their rooms during the lockdown to obtain medical care. They have to get a required COVID test to go, even to use the bathroom, to obtain food from an outdoor vendor. I mean, what the heck is going on? It's so unbelievably frightening. But what's more frightening, what's more critical, is that as a society, we're being manipulated. You know, catching the coronavirus from surfaces is rare. It just doesn't happen. And we're using all these antibacterial sanitizers. They're not antiviral. They're just soap and hot water will get the damn stuff off your hands. You know, there's an article, you know, the World Health Organization and National Public Health Agency need to clarify their advice, as the editorial reads on. It says the New York City Metropolitan Transit Authority alone is spending an estimated $380 million to prevent and make sure that you're sanitized and make sure that you don't get this COVID-19. Where's this money coming from? Where's it all coming down to? You need to understand the background. You know, there's a couple of people that I have a lot of respect for. One is Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, and another one is Senator Mark Rubio. They talked about everything that's taking place and the strong arm manipulation and the COVID vaccine mandates, and they both said, you know, it's unconstitutional. So now that they're considering actual restrictions on Americans inside this country, it's unconstitutional. And that's a quote, by the way. It's going to go to court. There's going to be a lot of trials. You have to keep your mind open. Do not get crazily irritated with your neighbors. Allow them the respect to make their own decisions. If you feel that you need to have this COVID vaccine, this Pfizer, this Moderna vaccine, then understand that you have a right to choose that. But you need to know what the side effects are and what the problems are, and don't just do it because somebody's telling you to do it, because you're going to run into a problem. I would hate to see anybody make a decision to get one of these vaccines or to restrict their lives and to live in a state of fear. And to find out over a period of time that perhaps it wasn't necessary, but more important, by doing what they did, caused them and their family much more difficulty and harm as time goes on, particularly when they're saying you got to get it, but you still can't, you know, visit, you still can't, you still have to socially distance. I don't understand that. Maybe I'm just a stupid man. I just don't understand the situation at all. There's a ton of internet resources out there. You need to look at vaccine requirements and exemptions by state. Just type that in. Another one is NVIC, Memorial for Vaccine Victims. If you vaccinate, ask 8 questions. Vaccine Freedom Wall. Vaccine Failure Wall. Failure Wall. Interesting, right? Check it out. Make sure you have all the data. If you don't, you're going to be sorely manipulated. It's not okay. Just remember the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is coming out. We're coming up to a short break. There's a couple people that have called in. I'm probably going to take one, may take two. I don't know if we'll have the opportunity to get it done. But this is important. This is something that I want you to know about. So understand, you have a choice. Don't go away. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. I will be right back.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Listen to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, as you do every Sunday on the Eastern Seaboard at 11 a.m. in the morning. You know, that's where we're at. Those of you who are listening in other parts, thank you so very much, number one, for doing it. You know what the time frames are. And again, saluting our men and women in uniform. I don't know how you find us, but you certainly do. And we try to get back to you as quickly and as factually as we possibly can. I have been remiss. I had several callers on. I do want to take one before we go. Susan, you're calling from North Carolina. Thank you for listening. How can I help you?
Good morning. I don't want to take the vaccine, and my daughter's giving me all this pressure about how she doesn't want to watch me die, not being able to breathe. I'm 66. I'm obese. I have type 2 diabetes and high blood pressure. I want to know, because I got several COVID tests because I had to have little surgeries done, and they were all negative. So one of them, I asked the doctor if I could get an antibody test instead. And he said, sure, but they don't usually show anything, even if you have antibodies, or they show you have them even if you don't have antibodies. So either way, it doesn't sound like a very good deal to get a vaccine unless it could prove to you that you would have, you know, a titer drawn afterwards, and then you
exactly.
would show you had immunity.
All right. So I have a few, just a couple of minutes. So let me answer that as best I possibly can for you. Any of the vaccines or any of the antibody tests will not show until the antibody is formed, which is usually anywhere from 5 to 14 days after exposure. So you could be sick with the virus before the antibody will actually show up, but then it does show up. It will do that. We're at the result centers, any of our offices, we're using antibody testing, and any of our listeners that would like to take advantage of that, they can call and schedule for that at 703-698-7117. But if the antibody test is there, it shows IgG, which is the protective antibody, and IgM, which is the active antibody. Now, you know, having said that, 5 to 14 days, and at 14 days, it should show if you've been exposed to it. But with your situation, with your health situation, yes, you're at higher risk for all kinds of things. If you're going to take a vaccine, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, which was just approved this weekend, is the one that you should take. But you also want to make sure your vitamin D level is high, your zinc level is high, and Susan, you've got to get control of your health. If there's anything that we can do to help you, we're happy to do that. You can get our nutrition department can work with you virtually as well, and you just get a hold of our office. We'll be glad to do that. But I'm more concerned about that and making sure that you have the ability. I'm older than you are, honey, and I don't take medications. I'm in really good shape, physiologically. So there's things that you can do that will go a long way into protecting you. But the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, if you have to acquiesce, is the one that if I'm forced up against the wall and I can't go leave my house, that's the one that I'll take. I will not take the Pfizer or the Moderna vaccine. So I hope that helps you. But if we can't help you in any other way, please call us 703-698-7117. Like I said, you are at a higher risk, but there's a lot that you can do to drop that risk level down dramatically. And it has to start with you taking control of your life. Remember, it's in your hands. Health is in your hands. And there's, by the way, for those of you listening, remember we have an air tamer product. Go on our website at rozellecare.com. That kills 99% of all viruses around you. So much more. I will give you as much as I can. We're coming up to the end of the program. I wish we had 3 hours to do this because there's so much I'd like to cover. Remember, I continue to do this program for one reason and only for one reason. And it's simply this. I love you all. See you next week. Have a good week. Bye-bye.